Blog Talk Radio.
No one can do it better.
Play, Blog Talk, Internet Radio. We're in the building. I guess I'm in the building solo, dolo. It's your boy, Keno, a.k.a. to the social media world. Stay humble. My people I've been knowing forever, Eugene, to my cousins and my family members, Jason, and man, to the rest of y'all that don't know me, man, just sit back and get to know me, man. I'm what Chicago is all about, man, whether y'all, regardless of what y'all hear, see in the media, all this riffraff, killing, and all that bull that's going on, never mind that, man. The Shy's a beautiful place, especially in the summer. It's nothing like Chicago in the summer. Beautiful outside right now. I just got a hoop in and the new Kyrie's. Feel good to get back on the court. Put Johannes and him in the bucket early. I couldn't get no wins, though, but I felt good. So I'm feeling good, man. Shout out to the Nike Shy League, man. If y'all didn't know, the Nike Chicago Pro-Am started last weekend. And last weekend, man, it was pretty good. Bunch of good games. Last game of the weekend, last Sunday night, Tony Bennett, Mr. 40-plus, put up 40 in an overtime victory versus Trash and Rice Sports. No. So he was our Stay Humble / Chicago Defender Nike Shy League Player of the Week. So we're going to be doing that every weekend. Shout out to Lisa for the aid and assistance up there at the Shy League, and all the ballers and everybody that got their hand in that dope event that's going on this weekend. So check out the Shy League games Saturday and Sunday. They start at 3. It's 3 o'clock, 4:30, 6, and 7:30 is the game time. So come on, check it out, man. You can catch me roaming the baselines under the Media Act, getting some good shots and just soaking in all the action, man, so I can get that good recap on Monday morning for the Defender. So, yeah, check me out on the Defender, man. I got a couple articles up. Did one about the Double Duty Classic with the White Sox last week. Did the Pro-Am. Did the one about the the charity game with Echelon Sports and, I mean, Echelon Media, Rashad, and those guys. So, yeah, check me out in the defense, man. I'm just trying to find my lane out here. But, man, we're going to cut this one short this week. We only going to go for an hour since I'm by myself. So, well, let's get into some music real quick, and then we'll be back. I'll be back. Shout out to my co-hosts, Raz Rock and Phil G. They know I'm going to hold it down regardless. So, Wordplay, Blog Talk, Internet Radio, pay it like you wear it.
Oh, my God. God.
And that's only the intro.
Cannon.
The wait is finally over.
Squad.
The number one co-sign of Don Cannon.
Some dead, some in jail. Gotta get this money.
150 Rock Block.
No bullshit.
You ready?
The cannon.
Look,
so much money keep coming, I get it. Like, what I'ma do with that?
Huh.
Got choppers and clips, hold 100. Now, what I'ma do with that? Wonder who I'ma shoot with that. Ride through the A block and the Rubik's clap. Call up J Dot, broad day, face shot, hollows, make his face drop, knock his noodles back. Now how true is that? Yeah, my niggas, they doing that. All black, let's go do a hit. Hoodie on, they like, who is that? We at war, we got super shit. Talking 50 shot match with a cooling kit. Fans don't let where I'm cooling at. Bodies drop, I don't got nothing to do with that. And man, it's crazy that I ain't even made it, but these niggas hating. And I'm patient, cause I'm still in first place, but I ain't even racing. I'm just sprinting to hundreds and fifties and Beamers and Bentleys. Yeah, it's with me. If you wanna come get me, I'll move with that semi. Don't come near me, cause I act a fool with that semi. And that new straight A with a whole pint of drink and a tool in his hemi. Eat it right on my lap. Yeah, so I'm cool in his hemi. And when I stop at the light, I make sure I grip tight on that pipe. I know niggas out for my life. Gotta look to my left and my right. I be damn, I get left at the light. Summertime, I remember them nights. I know niggas out for my life. Gotta look to my left and my right. I be damn, I get left at the light. Summertime, I remember them nights. Me and Kobe off act with the Sprite. He just left us and they took his life. Wish the Lord would've just let him fight. But don't trip, man, it's gonna be alright. Cause I got little niggas trying to earn stripes. I could write them a check for your life. They might walk up and check you tonight. 40 sneeze, we gon' bless you tonight. Mass up, Brookie, let's do it right. Catch a crowd, bring them choppers out. Ain't no shooting out the cops. Nah, bro, them hopping out. Yeah, smash on sight. Fuck the cops, we gon' pop it out. And we stay in the field. Block bustin', I'm popping out. No limit, what's popping now? City love me, ain't none else to talk about. Labels all on my bumper now. Call Mick, like, bro, what they talking about? If they ain't talking them M's, ain't none else to talk about. Wait till my tape drop. Watch the label start stalking now. I know niggas out for my life. Gotta look to my left and my right. I be damn, I get left at the light. Summertime, I remember them nights. I know niggas out for my life. Gotta look to my left and my right.
Cannon.
I be damn, I get
Cannon.
Left at the light. Summertime, that's I remember right. Them nights.
Yeah, man. Soon as 5 o'clock hit. Look, soon as 5 o'clock hit, he get to crying.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. It's all love.
I'm about to hit him with a bottle, though. He'll be all right.
What up, little man?
Yeah, he tripping out, man.
Yeah, little
like,
man, he want his hair time, bro.
Yeah, man, it's like soon as 5 o'clock hit, he started. I thought I was going to be good. He was chilling. Soon as 5 o'clock
man,
hit, boy.
He need his dad time, too, bro.
Yeah, man, that's messed up. What's good,
it's
though?
It's all good, man. Man, you know, it's Friday, man. Maintaining out here in these streets, man. What's good over there?
Man, trying to make this bottle, man. Just trying to make a bottle out of 15 cent, man.
Oh, man, tell me about it, brother. You're doing a great job, man. Don't no worries this way, man.
Yeah, man, I'm trying to, man. Trying to keep him a little calm.
Yeah,
I'm about to hit
go.
Him up, bro. What's good? What's good?
Man, we all good, man. About to take this flight, you know. Take a quick flight, man, and see where the rest of the night takes me, man, you know.
Okay, all right. Well, shit, you know, I'm here with you, man. We ain't going nowhere, Wordplay.
Let's get them some music, man. We'll be back.
We should be good by the time we come back, bro.
Don't even worry about it. I got us, bro.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Wordplay, blog talk, internet radio, man. It's for the people, man.
Yep.
A junkie walking through the twilight. I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago, but no one seems to know I'm gone. Home is where the hatred is. Home is filled with pain, and it might not be such a bad idea if I never went home again. Stand as far away from me as you can and ask me why. Hang on to your rosary bead. Close your eyes to watch me die. You keep saying, kick it, quit it, kick it, quit it, God, but did you ever?
Man, I was in here the other night, man. I was in here on my feeling my 80s shit, nigga. I was in here listening to Stephanie Mills and motherfucking Shaka Khan. Boy, was like, boy, it was 1 a.m, boy, I caught myself.
Oh, my God.
Back in the essence, G. Off the Stephanie,
oh,
off the Shaka, off the Luther.
Oh, man. You wasn't off the Phyllis Hyman, though.
Oh, man, Phyllis was next on the list, Jonah, and I was motherfucking... She was next on the spot. I got that Spotify cracking, Joe. I just realized how wicked Spotify was.
Yeah, Spotify is pretty wicked, man.
Man, yeah. G, so I just got up on that. Not just, but,
what's
you know,
up?
I
you
found out how that's
title?
Funny.
You ain't rocking with the title, man? What's up, man?
No, Joe, I ain't. What's up with that? Put me in tone, Joe. I ain't really up on that.
Oh, man, it's basically just, you know, of course, it's Jay thing, but... It's basically just for music nuts, man, who want that. It's for good quality, you know what I'm saying? You get CD quality off the internet, which is unheard of, and people willing to pay for it, you know what I'm saying? They got a free trial that they do. I forget how long the free trial is, but it's like $20 a month, you know what I'm saying, which is unheard of in that market. But, you know, I think Jay is kind of, he's trying to kind of create his own wave as far as people who really, really care about music, who don't mind paying for it. And really what he's doing, fool, if you really look at it, like with him doing the Roc Nation thing, which is Live Nation and a label of people that he want to sign and he want to have to do with, then if you think how they cut out the middleman as far as shows with his artists, then if you think about what if he supercharged Roc Nation with title artists, or the other way around, supercharged title artists. Supercharged title with Roc Nation artists, meaning everybody on title had Roc Nation as they label, and meaning they owning masters, they owning more publishing, all that type of stuff. He really on a wave of the future, you know what I'm saying? But it's like the world ain't caught up with it yet because people don't care about music enough yet. But he's banking on the fact, on the thought that people will start to care about music and be willing to pay for it. And when they do get to that point, the artist that's riding with him will be already formatted to get, you know, the most out of their material. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
That's what the title thing is to me. It's like another leg of his little monopoly he's trying to, you know what I'm saying, throw out there. You know? That's how I see it, you know, if you weren't up, you know what I'm saying, on what was really going on with it. I know you hear the name around and around, and you know what I'm saying, you might already have your dig as far as what you do is to get music, you know what I'm saying, but that's
right.
What's going on with Fool, you know what I'm saying, Fool trying to build a little army, man. So imagine if Jay took all his stuff off of anything else, because, you know, Tidal do videos, Tidal does music, Tidal has a, it's like a channel, you know what I'm saying, like Revolt,
okay.
You know what I'm saying, but it's a whole little curriculum,
okay,
that he got for it. So, like, imagine if he took all his music and said, man, y'all can't hear no Jay-Z music unless y'all go to Tidal some way, shape, form, or fashion. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, yeah, that's a wicked, you know what I'm saying? That's a wicked little setup, you know what I'm saying? So what if he could get all his artists on the same act, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, so that's why he's chasing down his masters. He don't own all his masters, but you seen, like, 2 years ago, he got the masters for Reasonable Doubt. Then
the
he got a couple of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a couple more too. I think he might have all the way up to Kingdom Come now. You know what I'm saying? So he basically just trying to make, you know what I'm saying, trying to make a little monopoly for his material, which ain't nothing wrong with that.
He wicked for that.
Yeah, that's wicked, man. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't know Wordplay, we discussing the title situation as far, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, we discussing the title situation as far as the app and just the whole idea behind the title situation with Jay-Z and the little hierarchy he got going to setting that up, man, that little money-making machine he got that I believe that he is trying to do, you know, over the years. But man, it is what it is, man, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I don't think we never played no Jay on here, have we?
Man, we super petty if we don't play no J, Joe.
Yeah, we super petty, ain't we? Man, I might have to upload 2J joints now, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we ain't really touch down and map out everything like we usually do, bro. So, what you got on the agenda, man? What's the topic? So, what you trying to do, man? I know I had a little idea of what I might have wanted to talk about, but I mean, if you want to kick off something, we can. If you want to get to the music, we can.
Yeah, let's run something in there. We're gonna get straight into your topic, man. We're gonna run a
okay.
track. We're gonna Carl Anthony Towns it real quick, one and done. And
right.
then we're gonna get right back to you and let's see what you're talking about, man.
Hey, if you online, share the link. You know what I'm saying? Share the you did.
What
matter
of
fact, I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna email it to myself and share it.
All right, but if y'all listening, man, call, hit us up, man. Hit the line up, 347-826-7044.
Yep. 347-826-7044,
man. Hit us up.
Wordplay.
Internet radio, man. Check us
we
out.
We need to catch up with Babyface Monster, too, man. I still ain't hit him with this little stipend, man. Carl, where you at, man? Get on the line. Hit my line, man. Blow something. Talk something, man.
Hit us up, bro.
Yes, sir.
Mark up.
You a diamond in the rough. Some be leave me, show 'em, make 'em believe that fat meat's greasy. Never say never, demand your respect, smile even when you down, never let them see you sweat.
I don't shoot at your body, I blast your wig. I throw my middle finger up when I'm passing a pig. Like, fuck y'all, parents say I'm bad for the kids. Cause I let them see my banger if they ask you to see it. For real, I bust irons with both hands. As far as this coat, I push snow like I'm making a snowman. Yeah, it's in my blood, nigga. Grandpa used to serve crack. He could take a raw half a book and bring a bird back. I'm shot down like box Chevys with rims on them. My nigga locked down, the feds got films on them. I ride around all alone. Bust my own steel, the town to judge and hand your ass a sound like a phone bill. In my city, we shoot out in hood fights. Shorties run around with guns bigger than Suge Knight. And they ain't never scared to pull it. You don't wanna get hit with a bullet, motherfucker.
You a diamond in the rough, some be leave me. Show 'em, make 'em believe that fat meat's greasy. Never say never, demand your respect, smile even when you down, never let them see you sweat.
My every word's thick, I'm nice with my pistol, I'm sick with the aim, I can shoot a hummingbird's dick. And fuck my P.O. Every time a nigga go, I drop dirty like bird shit. I had to go beyond suffering. I watch kids go off to college, return home and become nothing. You telling me we nuts? You couldn't see it like I saw a shit fly made something from peanuts. I'm raised in the ghetto, I'm still here. I bring the drama inside your crib like I live there. Seriously, you don't want the drama to unfold. I got fully automatic shit that sound like a drum roll. This is real life and it's untold. Listen, it ain't have to be cheese. Shit, I watch niggas style with bundles. You gotta be a lion to survive in the jungle. You gotta be a lion to survive in the jungle.
You a diamond in the rough. Some believe me. Show 'em, make 'em believe that fat meat's greasy. Never say never, demand your respect, smile even when you down, never let them see you sweat.
Okay, y'all thinking it's rap shit. A lot of niggas get fucked up cause they get shit backwards. Yeah, they get fake tough till I got this. Heat on a nigga lips, melt that chap. Fast way to turn a thug into a Baptist. Paramedics like, damn, the fuck you get clapped with? If the crime is worth it. You lie on the surface. The 40 cal or the 9 is perfect. Don't move, bitch. And don't fuck around with some tiny steals. You'll lose down here this grimy deal. See, you the type to flash it on them. See me, I run up and blast your corner. My guns turn niggas into ashes, goners. Yours don't smoke like nicotine patches on them. I'ma be strapped. Don't make me have to do something to you and put your ass in one of these raps.
You a diamond in the rough. Some believe me, show 'em. Make 'em believe that fat meat's greasy. Never say never, demand your respect, smile even when you down, never let them see you sweat.
Wordplay.
Wordplay, man, we back.
Yeah, man, we up in here, man.
Shout out to my man Polaroid, Joe, you know I gotta run that.
Slap peasy, man. Good to hear, man. People back connected, man. Back in the lab. Even though Sly never really stopped, man. You know what I'm saying? As soon as he got through that little drama a long time ago, he been steady, you know what I'm saying? Steady aiming. Popping out with little stuff, man. So definitely shout out to Sly, man, your vet for the city. You know what I'm saying? And the boys got
up.
Bars, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all talk all that street shit. Yeah, we know that, but the boy got bars, man. That's what we on
right.
On this.
I swear.
You
I
know?
Swear.
So,
where are your bars?
It's possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, KG told you anything is possible.
Anything is possible. He took it back to KG. Oh, man.
Nigga, I just saying that he signed Amari Stoudemire.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yep.
They turned up, man. They turned up.
League off wicked now.
He had to get up out of there. He said he got out the jam, huh?
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, that shit, niggas is all over the place right now in the NBA.
Yeah, fool. You know what it is, man. Can't really do too much nowadays without that paper. So people is definitely making the moves, making the money route moves, man. Feel me?
Yeah.
Definitely making the money route moves, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that, though, man. Shout out to Mark. Shout out to Mark.
Yeah, hell yeah. Get your money,
he,
bro.
You know, he with the culture, too, man. He
yeah.
He got some
knowledge
on his head, too.
And he under the Hebrew Israelite Act or something like that?
I think he under the Hebrew Israelite Act.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to that man making moves. I don't know where the hell this song I just downloaded went, but I'm going to try and get it together for y'all, man, and put some music on there, man. I was trying to grab a J record that I fuck with, but we'll see if I can get it on there for the people, man. Hopefully I can. I'm looking for it now. So.
Nah.
But what's to it, man? Man, I had a conversation, man, the other day, man, and it kind of got me a little worried, man, about, you know, really where some people are, man. You know, I hate to even put a lot of emphasis on it, man, because we as black people, we get so distracted by stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it's really just a situation of the world we living in where you just kind of forced to talk about it. But, you know, the thing with the gay marriage, man, you know what I'm saying? I had a post on my page probably about a week ago of Brother Polite. You know, did we talk about this?
No, I don't think so.
When you talk about the Brother Polite post where he was talking about black men, how some black men might be a little bit more pressured into that alternative lifestyle because of how hard things are and how many breaks they give you when you choose to take that little route, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a lot of avenues open up for you, you know, especially if you're already in front of the spotlight. But even on a regular everyday, man, you know what I'm saying, you choose to take that alternative way and, you know, it's it's some things that open up for you as far as, you know, what you're able to get and who able to tolerate you being around them, you know what I'm saying? As we know, them people will let you around them as long as they don't feel threatened, you know what I'm saying, by your intellect. Not even really physically, but just by your intellect and by your presence, you know what I'm saying? So you being around them like that is really, you know, that's really perfect. Like, that's really what they want almost, you know. But anyway, I was having a conversation with one of the guys, man. Not one of the guys, but somebody on Facebook that I consider to be real close. And it kind of bothered me, man, because, you know, I just was basically saying cookie-cutter stuff. Like, I wasn't saying nothing that was in reinventing the wheel or doing nothing different. I just was saying that, you know, that's part of the whole pushing that is part of the – that's kind of how you could look at some of the black female empowerment as opposed to black male disempowerment, if that's a word. But, like, you know, how they use them against us. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of black women fall for that. You know, you got a lot of black women that fall for that. They feel like just because they didn't been thrown, you know, a little bone or a situation that, you know, they could look down on the brothers or that they, oh, well, I'm not doing nothing with nobody lower than me or, you know, just discord between us, period, as male and female, you know what I'm saying? And just was saying, like, man, you know, the guy basically was saying that our brother Polite was wrong and who would go to a employer speaking the way that he's speaking, which, first off, we never said that he was going to the employer speaking like that. He was voicing an opinion about the way things go on, you know what I'm saying? But you know how people just don't like your – they don't like your point. So – I mean, they don't like the way you presenting your point, which, you know, some of them brothers that be online, they be speaking, they be a little turned up, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think he had a problem with the aggressive, the way it was given over, you know, the message was given over. But I just went into some things like, man, that's one of the things that they use against us, you know, as a whole, is part of their depopularization agenda, you know what I'm saying? To stop the popularization of, you know, the minorities of the planet and all that stuff that I felt like, you know, to an awakened mind would be, you know, ABC, 1, 2, 3, you know what I'm saying? But he just didn't go over that way, man. Like, he felt like I guess he thought that I was talking crazy or something, like, you know what I'm saying? Because he started telling me that nobody has it out for people, and we giving them too much credit by even talking about this, that we, you know, all we need to do is learn how to make moves on our own to ascend to the levels that we want to ascend to and make investments and all this stuff that sound good on paper, you know what I'm saying? But when you get into the real meat and potatoes of this society, it really don't matter. It's really a combination of luck, I don't give a, you know what I'm saying, F mentality, and skill, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just was talking to the guy, man, and it kind of threw me off a little bit, man, because it sounded like he kept threatening, like I was wrong, like I was saying something wrong, you know what I'm saying? But if y'all don't know, man, that is definitely a tool that they use out here, man, to throw us off, man, you know, not even talking about the music, how they feminizing the music and feminizing the images out here, you know, but, you know.
This was on your-
so I thought we had talked about that, though.
No, brother. This was on your Facebook page, you said?
Yeah, this was like a week ago, fool. You know what I'm saying? And if I say who it was, you would know who it was. You know what I'm saying? But, we just talking right now, bro. So,
right.
But it just bothered me just a little bit, man.
No, man. It's all... You know what it is, man. You know what it is, bro. We out here, man.
Yeah,
so it's our job to kick, man. Hey, brother, this is how, you know, if you don't want to hear me, that's cool, but I'm telling you like this. So,
right.
You don't want to hear me, man. That's not
exactly
all we can do.
Well, bro, you know. You know, I ain't gonna never shut up, man. I'm gonna keep scratching till it's scratched out. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't gotta worry
about
that with me in the corner.
Got to, man.
That's yes, all.
But we only got
We on since we was late, man. We only got 24 minutes, man.
Okay.
We was late to the demo. Sorry, people, but
yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
we was late, so.
We but it is 5:36, right? It's 5:36,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I mean, we still got till 7, right?
No, man, they gave us till 6 because it was we hadn't scheduled the time. Remember?
Oh, right, we was late scheduling the time.
I usually schedule the time right after we get done for the next one.
Right.
I did last week.
Go ahead and do it. Right. And I know I had said I was gonna mess around with it. But no worries, man. We gonna fill it up. You know what I'm saying? We gonna definitely fill it up with as much knowledge and as much convo and as much good music as we can, man. So did you bless us with some music, bro? Hopefully you blessed us, man. I wasn't able to get in, bro. So we in there? We got some?
Yeah, man. I got some, man.
I'm trying to get my swag right on this new tablet, man. I don't know where my music downloads to, so I can't really grab things the way I want to grab them.
What kind of tablet is it?
Some little hair tablet that my OG gave me, man. It's one of them. It's like a hair tablet, like H-A-I-E-R. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I'm getting my swag right, man, but we'll be good soon.
All right, man. Let's play something real quick and then we'll get right back.
Bet.
Wordplay, Blog Talk, Internet Radio.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Say it like you weigh it, man.
Yep.
Why me a nigga? Why me a why me a nigga?
Yeah. like Hulk Space Chick. Coming robbing every day, know the young nigga home. They been murdering for a quarter brick. Know they kill a whole fam for the whole thing. All the shooters up and Gary on the same thing. All the little homies strap say they look plain. Gunshots rang, got niggas feet flame. We be taking so much, now the shit fun. We be looking for your shit gone. 48 hours, nigga, wild my way every day, nigga, looking like a sitcom. Minutes game and losers, draw a nigga. Loser be the one to get robbed, be the one to rob a nigga. But we all gotta eat, so we get no sleep. We gon' wait it out to get a nigga.
Wordplay.
We back, man.
We back in here. Fresh off the Freddie Gibbs, Alley Boy.
Man, you know I gotta. Yeah, man, you know I gotta play my man, Joe.
Yeah, that's an ill one from Sam.
That was produced by Big Crit. That was produced by Big Crit. And that was him on the hook.
Yeah, definitely sound like a crit hook. You know what I'm saying? It sound like a Grammy crit hook, but it sound like a crit hook. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it sound like?
Yeah. But the beat ridiculous. It was kind of ill to throw Alley Boy on that. I mess with Alley Boy, man.
Alley was cold, man. I seen him on a video the other day talking shit to somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, you know he had some little drama, probably about 5 months ago or some video or something like that released, and some guys was chasing him or something.
Okay, I remember that.
He been kind of catching hell since then. But Alley, them boys got a real movement down there, man. You know what I'm saying? Alley kind of be. For him to be like a trap artist, like Alley do a lot of conscious stuff. He record a lot of conscious stuff. Not even just conscious, but just different type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? He one of them people to try and do a little bit different. So, you know, it's all good, man. As long as somebody trying to step outside the box, do something new, you pioneer your own sound, and you just do it, you, man. I respect it. So, man, I've been on Alley since like Definition of Fuck Shit 1. 2, I was messing with the nigga Naughty. I ain't heard this new one. I think this new one is like called like War Music or something. He always be on something. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's definitely Alley, man. Definitely one of the guys, man.
Shout out Alley Boy, man. I ain't up on none of that shit, but I fuck with Alley shit. I know, you know.
Yeah, I definitely I have been put on to some real shit from Alley, man. So shout out Alley, man. Shout out Jay Hurt, man. Me and Jay Hurt, you sit up and listen to Alley, man. So that's one of them things made me think about my guy, man.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what's your topic, bro. Let's get to a topic. I loaded up a Jay record, and I loaded up another record too that I've been liking for the past 2 weeks. So if you want to get into your subject, man, let's spend a few minutes on it.
Because you need to get both of them records off. You got about 15 minutes, but I got a quick story.
Okay.
But my topic is Pimp C. I have forgot. Oh right. Shit. Side note, y'all, if you don't know, the Crosstown Classic is this weekend, the Sox versus the Cubs.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Today, the first game, and the Sox just won 1-0. So, shout out to the White Sox. I'm a Cubs fan, but I'm a baseball fan. I got that right to rep both sides of the city. So, but I'm at heart a Cubs fan. So,
for sure.
Yeah, the Crosstown Classic this weekend. But anyway,
yeah,
I got this book in the mail yesterday. I forgot that I ordered the Sweet Jones. Written by Julian. Boy, I forgot I ordered this shit. I opened my door and kicked this shit down the stairs. I'm like, man, what is that? I opened it up.
Hell?
I see this. Gee, this book is huge. It's 700 pages, Joe.
Right.
726 to be exact. Yeah,
I already went in too, man.
Man, I only got to page 17 so far. It's dope. It got a lot of pictures, and Pimp said like she was the only like media person he talked to. She said she was
right.
Damn near like Pimp's best friend.
You talking about old girl from Ozone?
Ozone, yeah, the star of Ozone magazine.
Yeah, the white girl. Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
She was hot. She was kind of fine too. Like she wasn't all, you know, she wasn't what you think. You know, but she was decent. So we seen that like A3C and
I know what you're talking about, man. Give you know what I'm saying? Show love to Ozone magazine, man. One of the truest magazines in the South, man. Get a round of applause,
did.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? All right.
Well, man, you know you're going to have to keep us abreast, man. You're going to have to keep us abreast on what's going on in that Pimp book, man.
Hey, let me tell you this one story, though, so check it out. I was at Southern University in Baton Rouge. Me and I was down there with Project Mayhem, Marcus and Marshall, the twins and shit. So and for our freshman year homecoming, we had a concert. It was Outkast, UGK, and Aaliyah. Aaliyah, nigga. Outkast, UGK, and Aaliyah. Right. So we get in there. For some reason, I mean, I don't know, but I just remember them saying, like, no cursing, wasn't going to be, it was going to be like a clean show or some shit. And we like, man, guys, UGK, pocket full of, because that's when, like, that was back then, like, their mainstream song was Menace to Society.
Yeah.
You know, the popular Stones off Menace. But if you was up on UGK, which those niggas was up on UGK, kind of, I had just happened to be in the South right down there, so... Corby was up on them, but they had their little buzz and shit, so if you knew about them, you knew that, but I'm like, damn, how they gonna have a pocket full of stuff, you know, how they gonna figure it? I'm talking about as soon as UGK got on the stage, motherfuck this, motherfucker. By the second song, they kicked them off the stage, Joe.
Oh, my God. Really?
Because we thinking, how is it going to be a clean show with Outkast and UGK? And then all I remember was niggas was like heckling Aaliyah, because remember she was supposed to be young, and that was when the R. Kelly room. So they was like heckling Aaliyah, like, hey, you supposed to be asleep, and it's past your, you know, all this. It was wild. It was wild, but they put they put UGK off the stage within two songs, Joe, because them niggas went right in. I said all that to say, man, I love Pimp C, Joe. Sweet Jones. Man, Sweet Jones, man.
Yeah.
You know, Sweet Jones had that talent. Sweet Jones had, he had that talent, man. He was a talented dude, man, singing them hooks and...
He was making beats,
too. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Niggas didn't know he was doing all them beats, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing beats too, man.
Yeah, that man had that work, man. That's sweet. Shout out to the guys, man. Bun B is a really Uncle Bun, Joe. Shout out to him, Fred that put us on to him when we first started going to South by Southwest. That was like on his first, what was Fred's shit after the, what was his shit? After Midwest and the Miseducation. That first shit, it had Bun B on there. He had Chuck English on there. Whatever that was the year I met Freddie Gibbs at South by Southwest, and we hung out with Bun B, and Bun B was just real cool, man. He was a real cool, you know. He could have been a fake ass rap, you know. He could have been a fake ass rapper, like these guys be thinking they better than you and flashing their little fake jewelry and their little money and shit. But no, man, Bun B was good as they get, man. So You know, yes, shout out to the bum. And all the other guys that got the good hearts, man, and don't let this fake WWE rap life, you know, take over what's really real out here, man. So shout out to all you guys, man. But I don't want to keep talking either, man. You got to get these two songs off, G.
I got you. It's a treat, too, man. It's a treat if y'all ain't heard it, man. This would be probably the first J record, bro. I don't think we played no J, man. So let's get into this J, man. I know you know it. We all know it, bro. It's one of my favorite J joints. So gutter. Such an ill beat. I think it was an unfinished joint that was supposed to go, and they just never did nothing with it. But I'm glad he did it, man. This is Good Morning, man. Jay-Z, Early This Morning.
Come on.
Let's try this, Guru. Yeah, yeah. Try to start my day anew. Good morning, America. Ghetto USA. Good morning. It was the best of times, the worst of times. Yeah, I wake up, hit my shoebox, snatch out a few rocks, put the rest inside, now ready to ride. Put the bomb in my sock so cops can locate the valve. I ain't freshly dressed but got a Colgate smile. That's right. Throw on the same clothes I had on last night. I got loads of capers to come up with this paper. I got money schemes that come to me in my dreams. Hit the block like a veteran. Fiends need their medicine. I'm the relief pitcher. They're cleanup hitters. It works. I hit the ab, stash the bag in the dirt. Put the rest in my small pocket. I start clocking. Same routine. I'm running game to fiends. Exchanging cash for crack rock. Back and forth to my stash box. $100 a week. Shorty's got the ab watch. Fiend swarm. I'm getting rid of this bomb as I...
Take our time. Pretend like we started this. Pretend like we are creation. Pretend like it's all on us to be perfect. How about let's be perfect? And let us not pretend that we ain't made in God images. Let's make good on these promises and be perfect. How about let's be perfect? These hands of mine can hold the weight of planets. Allow me to use the hues of lunar cools to paint a canvas of explosions and vibrant emotions that we know we could. Explore the outermost with no risk, even though we know we should. You are the ocean. I am a mountain. When a piece of me falls off in you, there's no way of counting the days and times. Another you and me will arrive. We'll watch it grow to reach the sky and mold it to be like you and I. I hope it has your glowing eyes to light the dark. I won't refuse it love. Instead, I'll give it heart. Probably the same color of Mars. We're shining blind the stars. To the farthest afar. Until it reaches God. Let's just take our time. Pretend like we started this. Pretend like we are creation. Pretend like it's all on us to be perfect. How about?
You dumb enough to fight for someone who means you no good? If you dumb enough to fight for something that you have never gotten? If you are dumb enough to be as dumb as your other brothers? You dumb enough to fight for someone who means you no good? If you dumb enough to fight for something that you have never gotten? If you are dumb enough to be as dumb as your other brothers who went into Korea and came back and still caught hell? If you are dumb enough to follow in the footsteps of your older brothers during World War II who fought all over the South Pacific like Isaac Word and came back here to this country and got his eyes punched out by police right here in this country? If you are dumb enough behind what you know about the white man today to let him stick his uniform on you and send you overseas to fight, well, you go to hell on and fight. But I'm not that dumb. For me, and I can only speak for myself, I'll go to jail. I'll go to prison. Stick me in jail. Let me go to prison.
Right.
Don't give me your uniform. And don't give me your rifle, because I might use it on someone that you don't intend for me to use.
Check this. Look. Child, let me go. How I'm supposed to keep the house? Kids starving, fam. How I'm supposed to feed the mouse? Damn, stuck in the jam. Need out. Handing in nap shit. I ain't working now. This shit ain't working now. Not no SFS. Pulling me under, telling me I'm overqualified. Damn, fam, them damn powers they be. Be turning tables, molding DJs in reverse psychology. I see through the pure BS. See my cousin Daffer made, ain't no cure yet. I bet the pharmaceutical companies don't trip. Long as folks sick, they get paid for it. Just a revolving dough. Fucking up the economy more. No middle class, just rich and poor. Don't know what for, but we going to war.
Don't know what for, but we going to war. Got money for the war, but can't feed the poor. Don't know what for, but we going to war. No middle class, just rich and poor. Don't know what for, but we going to war. They protect and serve who? Fuck the po-po. Don't know what for, but we going to war. What for?
Check it. Life's a bitch, but I'd rather live with her. Fuck a man, cause I'd rather be a nigga. People get pushed off the earth thanks to the pull of a trigger. You tell me what niggas gon' do for the figures. That money for the roll, but can't feed the poor. Kids sipping lean on water so the seeds don't grow. I be stressed if the weeds don't blow. Be fucked if I ain't found out what they need me to know. Reading the shows, a lot of facts get twisted. LRG groups research lifting. Chop the whole shop, but go get us, hit the road, roll through the roadblocks. I bring peace, you can hold the Glock, however time don't stop. You cannot hold the clock, no stopwatch. Cops jump out, boys got hopscotch. Nigga keep cool, not a day, not hot.
Don't know what for, but we going to roll. Got money for the roll, but can't feed the pole. Don't know what for, but we going to roll. No middle class, just rich and poor. Don't know what for, but we going to war. They protect and serve who? Fuck the po-po. Don't know what for, but we going to war. What for? What for?
Yo, wordplay.
Man, we got about, what, 40 seconds?
40 seconds, man. Well, you know what it is, man. Raz Rock, City Code, ICU, CVB, Southside, shit. Man, it is what it is, man. Music for money, man. Y'all keep y'all eyes open, keep y'all ears open, man, and, you know, shit, shout out to Gene, bro. Shout out to Phil G, too, bro. Told you here, bro.
No, we're going to keep Phil G in tune, man. Everybody stay up, stay out the way, man. got to wear the police. And man, paying like you can.
Blacker than the Ace of Spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting at rallies and browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on a Hummel that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks